This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1005. Get Writing Band 9 for social media essays.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How do you write a Band 9 advantage-disadvantage essay for IELTS Task 2? Today, you'll learn the perfect essay template and get ideas for a tough IELTS Task 2 topic regarding children and social media. Hey, Aubrey, I saw you make a cool TikTok video yesterday.
Yes, you see the one with my son's toy? So annoying.
So awesome. Guys, we are on TikTok. One of our All Ears English goals for 2021 is really reaching out to people on social media, right? Expanding our audience, helping more people around the world improve English in fun, motivating ways, and improve IELTS scores in fun, motivating ways. And we realize that is done through social media these days. So the most recent platforms that we are discovering and exploring, TikTok, super fun, and WeChat in China. We are on WeChat, guys. So if you're in China, definitely follow us on WeChat. But anywhere in the world, follow us on TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We are everywhere. Twitter, that was the other one. Yes, we are
Twitter.
There too.
And it's so fun because not only are we teaching you guys great vocabulary and idioms in context with example sentences, but we're making it fun, right? So definitely be sure you're following us all those places so you don't miss any of our fun posts. Michelle, Lindsay, Jessica, and I are all on there. We definitely want you guys to be following so you can learn this great vocabulary in a fun way.
So awesome. So guys, on any of the social platforms that we mentioned, follow All Ears English. Very easy to find. All right, so let's get into it. Today, guys, we are going to talk about how you should structure an organized Band 9 argument essay about social media and children. Guys, we have explored this topic a couple times. So if you want more context, more ideas related to social media, which, guys, this comes up a lot on IELTS speaking and writing. Two things to check out. Very recent episode we did, IELTS Energy 998, Embarrassing Moments That Score an IELTS Band 9. Social media is mentioned as an example in one of those part three answers that we gave. And then an older YouTube video, guys, Band 9 IELTS Part 3 Sample Answers, Internet and Social Media. Very self-explanatory. So today we're going to explore this topic in writing.
Yes, this could definitely come up on task two. So we're going to think about the question, what are the advantages and disadvantages of children using social media? We're going to brainstorm with this with you guys. This is not easy because, as you notice, there's a plural in the topic, advantages and disadvantages. And if that happens, you guys have to provide two of each, which is much more difficult.
Yeah, guys. We actually recently updated in 2020, we updated the writing module in Three Keys IELTS to include more lessons about these tough questions that are becoming more common, like advantages and disadvantages, like mixed essay questions. So guys, this is one of the biggest advantages about Three Keys IELTS is as soon as we realize there is a need for something, if IELTS changes something, we add it to the course, guys. It is dynamic. It is the most up-to-date IELTS course possible. And the writing module is huge and fantastic. Check it out, guys. allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Start studying for your IELTS band 7 or higher now. All right, so let's get to it. We're going to, of course, explore the structure, like Aubrey said, of the advantage-disadvantage essay and brainstorm as well. So What should be in the introduction for an advantage-disadvantage essay?
So the first thing you're going to do is restate the topic, and you don't want to use the vocabulary directly from the topic. So try to come up with parallels. A good one for advantages and disadvantages is pros and cons.
Totally. Love it. And guys, remember, don't get specific right away. Okay. The introduction is general statements. It should have 3 to 4 sentences, and there's no details or examples in any of those sentences, guys. Because you don't want to repeat yourself, right? And you're going to get specific. You have to get specific in the body paragraph. So don't get specific in the introduction. Don't waste it, guys. The introduction is to make the reader's experience easier and comfortable. And that's how you get a band 7 or higher, is the reading experience, right? That's what you're graded on, is as an examiner, am I reading this from beginning to end and I understand everything? It flows, it's well organized, it has interesting ideas that are linked together, it proves a point clearly. Like, that's what makes the reading experience better, and that's why I give you a higher score as an examiner. So again, in the introduction, just introduce the topic, introduce the opinions if it's an argument essay, or the two sides, advantages, disadvantages in this essay. I put a thesis statement in there. Boom, done. Move on to the body, because that's more important. So the question we're talking about today, what are the advantages and disadvantages of children using social media? So what opinion should we go for here, Aubrey?
Yeah, I mean, you have the choice, right? If you think there are more advantages, that can be your opinion, that there are more advantages to children using social media than disadvantages. Many parents, I think, would feel the opposite. My personal opinion is that there are a lot more disadvantages to children using social media than not. And I would have a little bit of a struggle brainstorming the advantages. I know I'd be able to come up with something eventually, but this is why it's so good for you guys to think about this in advance, so that it doesn't take you that amount of time on test day.
Exactly. We told you about the documentary on Netflix before, but we'll mention it again because this is like the best resource for social media ideas. What's it called again? The Social Dilemma. The Social Dilemma. Okay. I watched it twice. Funny that I can't remember the title, but yes. So definitely check that out, guys. Okay. So let's get into this. This is a challenge. In the first body paragraph, we're going to talk about the advantages, because that's not our side, right? We don't think there are tons of advantages. So what are 2 advantages? Remember, we have to come up with 2 ideas here because it's plural in the question. So I think one advantage, the biggest advantage I can think of, is connection to friends. And to support that, I would use the current situation of the pandemic. This is replacing a lot of the social interaction that students get at school, right? If a kid can post a TikTok and like 5 friends from his class comment on it, and then they post their own TikToks to like build on what he did. This is a form of communication these days, and it may not be the best, but it might be all that kids have right now.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening today. You may not know that we're on TikTok and WeChat. You can follow us wherever you find your social media, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. We provide lessons with vocabulary, idioms, teaching you how to use them in context in a really fun way. So follow us on social media, All Ears English. The other advantage I can think of is that kids are going to be facing this their entire lives, social media. So you need to learn responsibility online at a pretty early age. So you know, cyberbullying is not okay. So that you know what should be shared. Like, don't be sharing inappropriate pictures or saying words that you don't want everyone to see. They need to realize, like, it feels really anonymous to you, but that's out there for everyone to see. So they need to learn responsibility at an early age. And using social media is a good way to do that.
I love it. That is so smart. That is such a great advantage. That was easier than I thought it was going to be, coming up with those advantages. Boom. All right. So we would start the third paragraph of our essay. This is the second body paragraph. This is about the disadvantages, which, why are we putting these here? Because the third paragraph, guys, of your essay should express your clear personal position, even in an essay like this, advantages, disadvantages, right? Because, guys, it doesn't matter what kind of question it is, what kind of essay it is, the examiner is looking for the same things. There's only one set of grading requirements, guys. It doesn't change according to the essay. So for a band 7 or higher, the examiner has to see a clear position throughout the essay. So make it clear. That's just do it. Make it obvious. So in body paragraph 2, I would say, however, I do believe that there exist a greater amount of disadvantages than advantages. Okay. And then, right, well, then we just provide those disadvantages. So what is the first disadvantage, the primary disadvantage to mention, Aubrey?
For me, the worst is having for children to have to see pictures of themselves all the time and have to be like photo ready and then have other, you know, kids and peers judging those pictures, either liking them or not and posting comments. Those selfies, I can't even imagine facing that as a kid. And I've seen how difficult it is for my children. Oh, so we actually remove social media because I don't want them to have to worry about that. Like, be a kid. Don't be worried about what people think about what you look like. I feel like it leads to children being more self-absorbed, more focused on outward appearance than they should be.
You know, I think this would be a nice organization for this paragraph if you said in the topic sentence, there are extreme negative consequences, both mental and physical, right? Yeah. And then we could use that mental example, right? It creates depression, right? It leads to severe anxiety and depression and self-hate, right? And then physically, that can manifest in eating disorders, especially among young girls, which, God, no. If that is even a possible consequence, like, don't do it. Right. Oh my God.
And if you watch Social Dilemma, like not only that, but it has increased teen suicide rates like threefold, so much worse. And so, not only eating disorders, but it can lead to death.
Yes. And to the lesser extent, maybe in the middle of eating disorders and death, it also mentions self-harm, right? Yes. And I watched this with James, and of course I had to explain some of these concepts. Self-harm is when people cut themselves, right? To just physically feel that pain to distract them from whatever heart pain or mental pain they're in. It's three different physical effects of that. So, okay, a lot of great ideas for this essay, guys. And then in the conclusion, keep it short, guys. Again, general, right? Two sentences. Boom, done. Guys, you can get clear templates like this for every kind of IELTS essays with examples written by me, former examiner. So they're all band 9 essays, guys, in the writing module of 3 Keys IELTS. So check that out, allearsenglish.com/keys. And even though we have spoken very negatively about social media, there are positive uses nonetheless. TikTok has become a source of education, which I find fascinating. So guys, definitely follow us on any social media you're on. Instead of, you know, exploring stuff that is unhealthy on social media, educate yourself. So follow All Ears English on any social platform. All right. Sweet. Aubrey. Woo. This was fun.
Yes, that's a good one. All right, we'll see you guys on TikTok.
Yes. Oh my God, it's so fun. Okay. All right. Have a great day, Aubrey. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Too.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.